All right, garden fans. Today we're going deep on a topic near and dear to many of us, attracting wildlife to our gardens.
That's right.
And we've got some great resources to dig into from Garden Advice.
Yep, they're my garden team service, always a fascinating one, and their wildlife gardening course.
Perfect combo, right? Because one's like the ongoing support and the other's that initial knowledge boost.
Exactly. So anyone listening who's thought, man, I wish my garden was buzzing with more life, we're breaking it down for you today.
Let's start with this My Garden Team thing. Their website makes it sound like having a personal gardener in your pocket.
It's a good analogy, actually, because so much of what holds people back with wildlife gardening is knowing where to start.
Right. It can feel overwhelming. Like, do I just plant some random flowers and hope a bee shows up?
Uh-huh. That's where the expertise comes in. My Garden Team's all about tailoring advice to your specific garden.
Okay. So you pay, how much is it? 175 quid a year.
That's right.
And for that, what do you actually get, T? Someone just pops over for a cuppa and tells you to plant more lavender?
It's way more in depth than that. It starts with a visit from one of their expert gardeners. They really assess your space.
So like soil type, what plants you've already got, that kind of thing.
Exactly. And they factor in what you want. Like, are you aiming for a butterfly haven or more focused on attracting birds?
Oh, I like that. So it's personalized from the get-go.
Yep. Based on that visit, you get a full report, A&D, a 12-month plan. It's like a roadmap for your dream garden.
But a plan's just a piece of paper, right?
Sure.
Who does My Garden Team actually help you pee it into action?
That's where the ongoing support kicks in. You have regular visits from your assigned gardener throughout the year.
So they're not just handing you this plan and saying, good luck, figure it out.
Nope. They're there to give practical advice, when to plant things, how to prune, dealing with any problems that come up.
That's a huge relief, honestly. Because you hit a snag, say some weird pest shows up, and it's like, now what?
Exactly. With My Garden Team, you've got that expert on call, helping you succeed.
Okay, that's making more sense now. What else is included in this package? I saw something about trade discounts, too.
Yeah, that's a big perk. You get access to better pricing on plants and materials, saves you a bunch.
Especially because with wildlife gardening, you want variety, right?
Right.
Not just a dozen of the same plant.
Absolutely. Diversity is key to attracting different species, so the discounts let you experiment more.
Now, I'm a bit organizationally challenged, so I was happy to see they have online notes and a calendar system.
That's so helpful, right? It's basically a digital journal for your garden.
So you can track what you planted where, when things need pruning, all that jazz.
Exactly. And you can even set reminders. Like, okay, time to put out the hedgehog house for winter hibernation.
Oh, that's clever. Because it's easy to forget those seasonal things until it's too late.
Right. My Garden Team helps you stay on top of it all.
All right, we've got expert visits, discounts, organizational tools. What other goodies are tucked into this My Garden Team deal?
Well, one that's popular is their free lawn care treatments. They'll do up to 75 square meters.
Even my tiny lawn qualifies for that. But what makes their treatments different? Is it like special wildlife-friendly stuff?
You got it. They offer eco-friendly options, so you're not harming the very creatures you're trying to attract.
That makes sense. Wouldn't want to poison the bees with some harsh chemicals.
Uh-huh, right. It's about creating a lawn that's healthy for everyone. You, the critters, the whole ecosystem.
Okay, I'm digging this eco-conscious approach. What else is there? I saw mention of a plant swap program. Sounds fun.
It is fun, but it's also strategic. You connect with other gardeners, swap extra plants.
So you're not just getting rid of stuff. You're potentially finding new, cool things to grow.
And it helps increase local plant diversity. Instead of everyone having the same supermarket-bought flowers.
You're getting more unique, locally adapted plants, which is better for attracting those native critters.
That's the idea. Plus, My Garden Team's got these cool projects like their Seeds for Bees initiative.
Oh, I was wondering about that. So they literally give you seeds specifically for attracting bees.
Yep. A mix of wildflowers that those buzzy buddies love helps support their populations, and it's a beautiful sight.
That's right up my alley. Any other freebies they throw our way?
You betcha. They have a program called Roots, Shoots, and Share. Free deliveries of cuttings, seedlings, all that good stuff.
Wait, free plants delivered right to my door. Sign me up. But seriously, what's the thought behind that?
It encourages people to grow more native plants. Those are best suited to the local wildlife.
So it's not just about having a pretty garden. It's about making it truly functional for the creatures who live here naturally.
Exactly. The more we can integrate native plants, the better off our ecosystems will be.
Okay, I think I'm getting the gist of my garden team now. It's like a whole support system, not just one-off advice.
That's a great way to put it.
Before we jump into their wildlife gardening course, I want to just recap what we've learned about my garden team so far.
Sure thing. So, big takeaways. It starts with that personalized assessment, leading to your custom garden plan.
Then throughout the year, you've got those regular visits from the expert, guiding you, answering questions, helping you stay on track.
And don't forget all the extras, those trade discounts, the online tools, the free lawn care, plant swaps, and those awesome initiatives for bees and native plants.
It's a pretty impressive package, honestly. They've thought of a lot.
Yeah, it seems like they're really trying to remove those barriers that stop people from succeeding with wildlife gardening.
Okay, so we got a good handle on my garden team. Now let's shift gears to their wildlife gardening course.
All right. This one's super cool because it actually takes place in your garden.
Wait, what? So the expert comes to you?
Yep. They believe that the best way to learn is by being in your own space with its unique conditions.
That makes so much sense. Because what works in one garden might not work in another, right?
Exactly. So the expert can tailor their instruction to what they're seeing in your garden.
Now, this course is 275 quid, right? For a full day.
That's correct. And here's a bonus. You can invite up to 12 friends to join.
Oh, that's awesome. A garden party and... a learning experience all rolled into one.
Plus, remember how we said my garden team's free for a year after taking a garden advice course?
Yeah.
That applies to this course, too. So you're getting the full-day intensive learning PLUS a year of personalized support.
Talk about bang for your buck.
Yeah.
Okay, but before we get too distracted by the value, what exactly does this course teach you?
It covers a wide range of wildlife gardening skills. You learn the basics, providing food, water, shelter.
So it's like the fundamental language of creating a space that welcomes those critters.
Exactly. They'll teach you which plants attract which pollinators, different types of bird feeders and houses.
Even stuff like how to make your garden hedgehog friendly.
You bet. It's all about creating that haven for all sorts of creatures.
Okay, but let's be real. Most of us aren't starting from scratch, right? My garden's already got stuff in it. Is this course still useful?
Oh, definitely. A big part of it is creating a tailored plan for your existing garden.
So it's not like they say rip everything out and start over. It's more about working with what you've got.
Yep. They help you identify areas for improvement, give you a step-by-step plan to make it more wildlife friendly.
Okay, that's reassuring. Now, something I'm curious about is this idea of creating specialized habitats. Can you explain that a bit more?
Sure. So different species have different needs, right? Some birds love nesting in boxes. Others prefer dense shrubs.
So instead of just making the whole garden generically nature-y, you can target specific creatures.
Exactly. You might create a sunny patch of bare ground for ground nesting bees or a log pile for hedgehogs to hibernate in.
I love that. It's like having little neighborhoods within your garden, catering to different tastes.
That's a great way to think about it. And the course teaches you all those techniques.
Okay, we've got native plants, food, water, shelter, specialized habitats. What else is covered in this course?
One important thing is organic pest control. Because as you attract more wildlife, you'll inevitably get some unwanted visitors too.
Right. So how do you deal with those without resorting to harsh chemicals that could harm the good bugs too?
The course teaches you all about natural methods, companion planting, attracting beneficial insects, using organic sprays.
So it's like working with nature, not against it.
Exactly. It's a more holistic approach.
Okay, I like that. And I saw they teach you how to use My Garden Team to track which wildlife visits your garden.
Oh, yeah, that's fun. It's like becoming a citizen scientist in your own backyard.
So you're not just creating a garden, you're actually contributing to data about local biodiversity.
Precisely. And seeing which creatures show up tells you what's working well, what you could improve.
Makes sense. So we've explored this My Garden Team service, which is like having an expert in your corner.
Yep.
And we've delved into their wildlife gardening course, giving you that foundation of knowledge.
But how do these two things work together? Like, what makes this combo so effective?
That's a great question. It's all about creating this cycle. You learn, you plan, you put it into practice, you observe, you adjust. Ooh, I like that. So the course gives you the initial knowledge burst.
Right. And then My Garden Team provides the ongoing support to actually implement what you've learned.
So it's like a 1-2 punch education plus long-term guidance. No wonder they pair them together.
Exactly. And that's what makes Garden Advice's approach so unique. It's not just about giving you information. It's about helping you succeed in the long run.
I'm sold. Now, before we head into part two, any final thoughts on how these two offerings set you up for success?
I think the biggest thing is they take the guesswork out of it. Wildlife gardening can feel overwhelming.
Totally.
But with this combo, you've got the knowledge and the ongoing support to make those informed decisions, create that thriving habitat, and really enjoy the process.
Well said. All right, folks, we're taking a quick break, but when we come back, we're diving into something even more fascinating, the link between wildlife gardening and our own well-being.
Ooh, that's my favorite part. Get ready to have your mind blown.
We'll be right back. All right, welcome back to our deep dive on all things wildlife gardening. Now, before the break, we were talking about how Garden Advice sets you up for success with their service A&D The Course.
Right. All about giving you those tools and the knowledge.
But something's been bugging me, and maybe it's bugging some listeners, too.
Okay, what's that?
We're spending all this effort making our gardens great for wildlife, which is awesome, don't get me wrong. But is there something in it for us?
I knew you were going to go there. And the answer is a resounding yes.
Really? Beyond just having a pretty view and maybe some birds chirping?
Way beyond. Turns out there's a whole connection between nature and human well-being. It's not just woo-woo stuff.
All right, I'm intrigued. Hit me with the science.
So studies have shown, and this is pretty wild, that even just looking at nature can have a positive impact on
like lowers our blood pressure, that kind of thing.
Exactly. Stress hormones go down, mood improves.
Yeah.
Some research even suggests it boosts the immune system.
Wait, so just staring at a tree is good for me?
In a way, yeah. But gardening takes it to the next level. Because now you're not just passively observing, you're interacting with nature.
That makes sense. It's one thing to watch a nature documentary, it's another to get your hands dirty planting stuff.
It's that active engagement that really makes a difference. And the results are tangible, right? You plant a seed, it sprouts, you get that sense of accomplishment.
Totally. There's nothing quite like watching something you've nurtured grow and thrive.
And that success spills over into other areas.
Yeah.
You're more likely to try new things, be more patient. Wildlife gardening teaches you a lot about the process.
So it's like life lessons from the garden.
Exactly. You learn about cycles, about resilience, about the interconnectedness of everything. It shifts your perspective.
Okay, I'm starting to see the bigger picture here. But let's be honest, gardening's not all sunshine and roses, right? It can be hard work.
True. It's definitely a physical activity. But think of it as exercise with a purpose. You're not just hitting the gym, you're creating something beautiful. A&D beneficial.
I like that reframing. It's like instead of dreading weeding, I can think, this is my workout for the day. A&D, I'm helping nature.
Exactly. And because you're invested in the outcome, it's more enjoyable. Plus, there's that educational aspect we touched on earlier.
Right. Like you start noticing the different types of bees visiting or realizing certain birds only like certain feeders.
Yep. It turns your garden into this living classroom. You're constantly observing, learning, making connections. It keeps you engaged.
So not only am I getting exercise and fresh air, I'm also stimulating my brain.
You got it. Wildlife gardening is good for the body, A&D the mind.
Yeah.
And let's not forget the emotional benefits.
Ooh, yes. Tell me about those.
Think about the feeling you get when you see a butterfly land on a flower you planted, or you spot a hedgehog snuffling around.
It's pure joy. Like a little reward for all your hard work.
And it reinforces that connection with nature, that sense of wonder and awe. It's incredibly calming and restorative.
It's like having your own private sanctuary right in your backyard.
Exactly. A place to escape the stress of daily life and reconnect with something larger than yourself.
All right, I'm sold. Wildlife gardening, it's good for the planet, good for the critters, and apparently really good for us humans, too.
You're catching on. And the cool thing is, those resources we talked about my garden team in the course, they help you access all those benefits.
Because they give you the knowledge and the support to actually do it, not just dream about it.
Precisely. All right, so we've covered a lot about the personal side of things. But in the last part of our deep dive, I want to get even bigger picture.
Ooh, I like where this is going.
What if all these individual efforts, these little backyard havens, were actually part of something MUCH bigger, like a global movement towards reconnecting with nature?
Now that is a thought to chew on. Okay, so we've talked about how awesome wildlife gardening is for, well, the wildlife.
Of course, that's the whole point.
But then we got into how it benefits us too, all those mental and physical perks, which blew my mind a bit.
Right. It's like this hidden bonus level of gardening most folks don't realize.
Exactly. But now you're hinting at something even bigger, like taking this individual effort and
multiplying it. Imagine if every garden, every balcony, every little green space someone had was intentionally wildlife friendly.
Okay, I'm picturing it. Instead of these isolated pockets of nature, it's like the whole landscape becomes connected.
Right. Ecologists talk about corridors, these pathways that let animals move freely, find food, all that.
So our gardens, if done right, could be part of that network.
Exactly. A bird could hop from one garden to the next. A hedgehog could safely cross a whole neighborhood.
That's amazing. But how does that benefit humans on a larger scale? Like, I get the cute animal part, but...
Think about it. More plants mean more air purification.
Yeah.
Right? Cities especially could use that boost.
Oh, true. All those leaves working like little filters, cleaning up the air we breathe.
And those plants also help cool things down, which with climate change is huge EE. Less of that urban heat island effect.
So my little garden's helping combat global warming. I like the sound of that.
It all adds up. Plus, studies show that when people have access to green spaces, crime rates go down, community bonds strengthen.
So it's not just about the environment. It's about making our towns and cities better places to live.
Exactly. It's that ripple effect. Mm-hmm. And what's inspiring is that anyone can be part of it. You don't need acres of land.
Right. Even a window box with the right plants can make a difference.
It's about shifting our mindset, not seeing our gardens as just for us, but as part of this bigger web of life.
I'm getting chills thinking about that. It's like we have this power to make a real change.
We do.
Yeah.
And that's where those resources from Garden Advice come in. They equip you to do it.
Right. So we're not just winging it. We're learning the best techniques, getting that expert support through my garden team.
It takes the guesswork out and gives you the confidence to be part of this movement. It's exciting stuff.
Well said. And I think that brings us to the end of our deep dive today. We've gone from the nitty-gritty of attracting wildlife to
realizing how it connects to our own well-being and indeed to the future of our planet.
It's been quite a journey.
It has. And I hope folks listening are feeling inspired, maybe a little less overwhelmed, and ready to get out there and garden with purpose.
That's the goal. So to everyone tuning in, whether you're already a wildlife gardening pro or just starting out,
go create those havens, folks. Mm-hmm. It's good for nature, it's good for you, and it might just help change the world one garden at a time.
Beautifully said. Thanks for joining us, and until next time, happy gardening, everyone.